This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, I'm coming to green with them. You're never walking out again until you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.
Back in the house.
Ow!
You are listening to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother in arms and in blood, the Adam Black.
Adam Black. Click Nation to arms, much like the Ronin Warriors, which was a good show back in the day.
Yes, it was.
And
that groaning you hear is Mr. Banff, who is now found on Twitter.
Evening, bitches. Follow your boy, Mr. Banff.
Spell it for him.
It's MISTABAMF on Twitter.
And I'm Tim, DOGG98 on Twitter. And Rod?
I am the_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And together we form The Click Nation, which is also our Twitter, at The Click Nation. And let's go through some quick housekeeping here.
You can find us at theclicknation.com online on the World Wide Web.
Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. And on Google Plus, just search for Click Nation, should bring us up. And of course, we're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So tonight's show is going to be titled Tales from the Click, where we'll basically give a rundown or some little background information on how we came together. Well, not exactly how we came together to form this awesome group that we are, but just some stories from our days of hanging out together, because we have so many hilarious stories to share. We thought it'd be nice for some of the listeners to hear a few of them and see if y'all enjoy them as much as we do.
Or this may be the worst reviewed episode ever of the Click Nation podcast. But hey.
But now that we give a shit, because we're still going to do what the fuck we want anyway.
Exactly. But before we get into all the old tales, we'll do a little news first.
All right. It was reported a couple weeks ago, and my brother and my compatriots out there are going to add some details to it. Best Buy announced that they were going to close 50 stores over the course of the next year. This basically, from what I read, was going to be a like the first strike to prevent like further stores from closing. They were going to open up Best Buy mobile stores in certain locations. So that's something to consider. This was something, me and me and Larry had talked about before, as far as the future of Best Buy, mainly because of the fact that when people go into a Best Buy, they're going to compare prices and then go on their smartphones and try and see what Amazon's got the item for, or even something local. Like, well, if Best Buy has this DVD for $19, I'm going to see if Target has it cheaper. And in our case, Target's right across the street. So, and it's the same with other items as well.
Yeah, that, all I know is the local Best Buy here better not close.
Wow.
I need my Best Buy.
No. I mean, but I think that's just a telltale sign of how all, like, commerce is going. I mean, all the stuff that you can get at Best Buy, or even at like Target or whatever, you can go online and get cheaper, you know. And then with different programs, you know, because you know, like Amazon has like Amazon Prime if you want to spend $80 for that, you know. But you order something and overnight shipping is like, I think it's like what, $5 or $6 per item. I mean, you can essentially get it immediately. Two-day shipping is free with Amazon Prime. You know, I mean, and that's, like I said, so, you know, and then, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, what about TVs? I mean, you can order a TV offline and get it delivered to your house. Exact same thing that you're doing with, you know, Best Buy, you know, except you're going to look at the TV and then you pick it, you pay for it, and then their truck delivers it to your house. Same thing, you know. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see more Best Buy stores end up closing, you know, because, you know, it's soon, really.
That's just was the bookstores that closed recently?
Borders. Yeah, all the Borders have closed across the country. That was like, I think that was this past summer when all those stores closed.
Right.
And that's because you can buy books cheaper online.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, you got that, and then, you know, and then with the advent of, you know, e-readers and, you know, iPads and different tablets, PCs, I mean, you buy a book and then you got it right there, you just flip it. You know, and there's even some apps. I think Amazon's Kindle. I know Kindle, and I think Sony's tablets. Sony's e-reader. You can actually sign up to check a book out of your library via the internet, and actually read it, and then return it back on your tablet. You know, so it's, I mean. You know, and then, like I said, still on top of that, you got Amazon, you got what's the other one? Not Borders.
Barnes and Noble.
You got them. I mean, you got all these other places. You know, you got all these other places, and like I said, the internet is like is essentially killing big box retailers. I don't see big box retailers being around that much longer. If they are, they're going to have to do something totally different than what they're doing now. And I think that's why Best Buy is probably going to end up doing the whole Best Buy mobile thing. You know, they're going to have to, you know, if they want to survive.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess also along with the news of the Best Buy stores closing, this just came in today. Best Buy CEO stepped down.
Uh-huh.
Brian Dunn steps down. I'm reading this from Mashable's website. Electronics retailer Best Buy announced on Tuesday that its CEO and director, Brian Dunn, has resigned after 28 years at the company. The news comes as Best Buy struggles to keep up against online competitors with lower operating costs. Minneapolis-based retailer recently announced plans to close 50 stores and lay off 400 workers as part of a restructuring effort aimed to save $8 million in costs. That's a big save, all right.
Well, I mean, they have to do what they have to do to survive. I remember seeing there was a documentary on MSNBC. You know, I don't know why I look at that channel so much, but when I looked at it, it was a stark contrast as far as what goes through what basically he came up with as far as, well, if you go into a Best Buy, any one of our people, blah, 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 can show you how to use the product. We can tell you exactly what you need, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? Today's consumer is a lot more educated than it was like 20 years ago or even 10 years ago.
Yeah. And I mean, and the internet is the biggest reason of that, you know. Right.
Goes back to the internet.
You know, that's the biggest reason of that. Because, I mean, y'all know me. I don't like to be bothered, approached by these guys in a Best Buy or wherever. Because it's like, dude, I know more about this shit than you do. Get the hell away from me. If I need you, I'll call you.
Really, though?
Yeah. I mean, the day when we were looking for a TV, you know, it was just crazy, especially when, like, maybe not so much at a Best Buy, but a store like a H.H. Gregg, definitely.
Right.
It's just like you walk in and they pounce. It's like, oh, they need help.
Right. It's like, no, the hell I don't. Get away from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But, you know, but like I said, it's bound to happen. Like I said, the whole big box, the only big box retailer that will probably stay around is Walmart. Target may, but you know, I put it to you like this: anything like a big box retailer that is specific to one thing, like electronics, will not be here.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be a Target or a Walmart. Something like that, you know, okay, y'all sell electronics, you sell CDs, you sell Blu-rays or whatever, but you also can buy clothes there or groceries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of bit by retailers you will always see, you know. And like I said, they may even, you know, stop selling electronics, you know, at some point in time themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, but they will definitely be around. But like I said, Best Buy, I don't see Best Buy. I mean, sticking around that much longer, I don't see. And I, like I said, and H.H. Gregg, it shocks me that they still actually are in business, really, because they suck anyway. But you know,
well, their model is kind of the whole. They remind me of the old school of, you know, working on commission. You don't trust those cats over there, because of the fact that, you know, you feel it's so slimy. It's like, oh, I can make a deal for you and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, man, come on.
Yeah, it's very used car salesman.
Yeah, exactly. All right, another on the comic side of things was announced last week. James Robinson is doing a Masters of the Universe miniseries. It will be a 6-issue miniseries for DC Comics. It'll be drawn by Philip Tan, and it'll be inked by Rui Jose. And if you can, and also that this series will pick up where the Eternia is dominated by Skeletor, who has made Eternia's heroes forget their masterful nature. The sorceress reawakens He-Man to his true purpose. He embarks on a quest to restore the rest of the gang. Hopefully they'll bring back Snoutspout and Stinkle.
No thanks.
Whoever those are.
Oh boy.
Oh God, Tim.
Yeah, I never did watch the Cartoon Network's remake of
you know
the
what?
Show,
which was, you know, very what, good.
You know what, Tim? He-Man and Master of the Universe is on Netflix now. Find it, watch it.
I have to sign up for Netflix first.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God.
On Netflix.
I have so many channels to watch as it is. Oh, I'm getting close though. I keep seeing all these other shows. That's another thing. I wish I had wrote it down. Now there's, is it GI Joe or Transformer stuff is coming to Netflix?
Oh yeah, that's another news item. GI Joe is basically Hasbro inked a deal with Netflix to release content. Basically, it is going to include shows like Transformers Prime and GI Joe Renegades, but apparently, eventually, it is going to include the more classic Hasbro properties like Transformers Generation 1, GI Joe Real American Hero, and Jim.
Renegades is actually already on Netflix. Just
yeah, it is cool.
I think this is stuff that's going to come to streaming is what it is.
Well, he has streaming, right?
Yeah. Saying some of the stuff like you were saying, Renegades was already on Netflix. Is it streaming though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's streaming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is Prime on there too?
Have not seen Prime.
Oh yeah, Beast Wars is supposed to be coming too.
Yeah, that was another one that they named Beast Wars, and I want to say there was another Transformers or GI Joe property. It may be Sigma 6,
which I actually kind of like. I think I'm one of the few people that actually like Sigma 6, but
yeah, I wasn't much of a fan. But sorry, man. I mean, and with G.I. Joe, there weren't that many properties that they put out for it.
That's fine.
Yeah. Transformers, they did, pretty much, it seemed like at one point every year.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Transformers Prime is on Netflix. I just looked it up.
It's cool. Another good show to watch. I know some. I think Eclectic said he didn't like it too much, right, Tim?
If it's anything new, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to the Eclectic Discussion podcast.
Oh yeah, right. I just listened to the shiny
shiny suit episode.
Yeah, that show was so funny, and he made such good points about. Diddy and Bad Boy Entertainment.
Take that.
Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes into it. I still gotta finish it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we need to do. We may have to do it sans Tim. We'll just have to see a Bad Boy show.
I was around for the shiny suits.
He was around for the shiny suits. It's just all that other old school stuff that we don't understand why he doesn't.
Just because my memory isn't as good as y'all's.
No, dude. You do realize you're in your 30s now, right? Okay.
Yes.
Birthday okay. Okay. Right. Anywho.
I'm just saying, you were, you were born in 80-something, but,
AD, yes.
AD, yeah.
Next story.
Next story, damn it.
Well, this is, Tim is a fan of one of these shows. Fox has renewed 3 comedies.
Woo-hoo. I already know which one.
Glee has been renewed, along with Raising Hope. And
it's not one of those two.
And the new surprise hit of the year, New Girl, has been renewed. So, Tim, you should be happy.
Woo-hoo. All right.
New Girl is a trip. It comes on tonight. I need to see if it's a new episode. Let me check TiVo. Oh, I got a new cable channel. What is this?
Oh. It's like new cable channel.
Oh, there.
See? There. You know what I'm saying? See? With Click Nation podcast, you get instant up-to-date, instant up-to-date shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's see if it's a new episode tonight. Actually, I don't think it is. I will know in 2 seconds.
Are you going to check in with Get Glue?
Yes, I will. At 9 o'clock. Oh, wow. It is a new episode tonight. Yeah.
Oh, so you will be checking in with Get Glue tonight, I take it. Oh, yes, I'll be sure to watch out for that on Facebook.
I know y'all love my updates for every show that I watch.
Yes, we do.
At least the shows I feel like checking into.
All right.
But yeah, New Girl stars Zoe Dallas's
daughter. Dave Chanel.
Yeah, her. And it's funny. and it has a black guy on there. And
black dude.
Black dude, who's probably hilarious.
He's all right. He's got a nice girlfriend on there now. She was in Couples Retreat. She was the big guy's chick in there.
Another film I have not seen.
It's all right. Pull it up on Netflix.
Yeah, I will. One day.
Larry will be happy to know that they have already rated The Dark Knight Rises. It's going to be PG-13, which indicates insiders basically feel that this indicates that the movie's pretty much finished. There's nothing else that Nolan needs to do to it as far as tweaking. They said there may still be some things, but according to this, I mean, they're saying that this makes Nolan like a pretty much a genius and efficient, with his, with basically how he makes movies. So definitely kudos for him.
We know that Christopher Nolan is a god. You know, we love Christopher Nolan around here. We do.
Even if he won't be directing the next three Batman movies that come out after this.
Exactly.
What did we say during WrestleMania? We gotta make this money.
Gotta make this money, nickel.
Well, you know, I just hope that whenever they start the next set of movies, that it will be set in a Justice League universe, and hopefully we can get a Justice League movie.
That's all they have to go for now.
Yeah.
Hire Jeff Johns as a consultant and get through it.
Yes. Don't let the experience of Green Lantern, because he
Barry actually liked Green Lantern though. So
I actually did. It's not as bad as people said made it out to be. It really is. I've said that had this movie been released, say, in 2003, everybody would love it.
We had these other good comic book movies come out to sour us on Green Lantern.
Right. I don't see any problem. I mean, of course, it's not as good as, say, a Dark Knight, but what comic book movie truly is, So... I don't understand that. I mean, yeah, there's definitely shit I would change about it, but, all in all, that's pretty decent. So.
Yeah.
I would kind of like to see Ryan Reynolds get another shot at Hal Jordan. I really would. Maybe in a less comical version.
Well,
he didn't make me chuckle too much during the movie.
I had even mentioned this to Larry a few times before, is that the current DC version of Hal Jordan is more of, it reminds you of Ryan Reynolds. He's more of a jokester.
You mean in the new DC 52?
Yeah, in the new DC 52. They've pretty much flipped his personality all around, because he pretty much was just a straight shooter, serious, just, what you would consider a true superhero to be. But in the new 52, he's a lot more immature. Jeff Johns said basically he writes them kind of different in the Green Lantern book versus the Justice League, because he said in the Justice League he kind of sees, hey, someone's got to make this a lighter situation, might as well be me. And and he has a lot more of an attitude in that book versus his book. He does have an attitude, but it's like he knows that he's the man. He has to, handle stuff. So he takes things a little more seriously in the Green Lantern book.
Did he just say serious, sir?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, kill me now. Go ahead.
No, I'll let it ride.
Since we're talking about movie news, I do have another little piece of info from Superhero Hype. The origin of the Amazing Spider-Man will span multiple films.
Oh, wow.
Multiple films. Let me pull up the
multiple
article.
Films, huh? Okay.
Yeah, they're taking liberties with it.
Liberties? Liberties are being taken? Oh, what kind of liberties? Pray tell.
Okay, let me read the line for you, because there's one in particular. as soon as the page finishes loading.
Loading.
Let's see, where is it? Oh, this is from the, I'm assuming, Director Webb. Yeah, Director Mark Webb.
Mark Webb.
He's bitten by a spider, Webb says, but maybe it's not a radioactive spider, or maybe it is. You'll have to see.
What?
Well, in the first movie, it was like enhanced spiders. It really wasn't radioactive, right?
I guess, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what kind of spider is it going to be? Like,
we have to watch and see.
A Michael Bay alien spider? Is that what it is?
God.
Oh. Get just when I wanted one less movie to look at this summer.
Well, you know, I'll still give it out or take it, you know, give it a watch because, you know, it is a Spider-Man movie. I have to watch it.
More from Webb. I wanted to give the audience something new, Webb tells the outlet. So that started off with getting underneath the parent story, which will unfold over probably a few movies. We don't totally wrap up that story in this first movie. It's sort of an ongoing mystery.
Which is kind of cool.
I hope this son of a bitch is a hit, because he talking like he know he's going to make three more movies.
Oh, man. Throw Spider-Man up on film, and it's guaranteed to make some money.
True.
At this point now, since it's an established franchise.
I guess.
I mean, it is, though. I mean, what, billions of dollars have been made? Even the last movie, which everyone knows sucks, but you know, Larry thinks it's okay.
Well, you know, the movies as a whole, all three together, suck tremendously. So, you know, it's just the third one tends to not take itself so seriously. So I was like, okay, I can go with that. But yeah, they all still suck. I'm sorry. They do.
They do. They're all right.
They suck dick.
Now, true enough, they are not the best. And I'm a Spider-Man fan. I'll let you know, those are not the best superhero movies ever. You know, I'll even put the X-Men franchise ahead of it.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm sorry. I mean, and I love
including
and I
Last Stand. Including Last Stand.
Dang, I can't. I'll put those two. I'll put Spider-Man 1 and 2 ahead of Last Stand.
Okay, because I mean, you know, we all agree that Last Stand sucks cock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is not the best movie
at all.
Yeah. I mean, at first we were like, oh, it's not that bad when we saw it at the movies. And then we got home and we were like, well, there's so much wrong with this. Comic book nerd comes out. I mean, really, they could have just done the Phoenix.
Right, you know, Phoenix
was all right.
Right.
Mm-mm.
What else you have for news?
That's pretty much all I had. Well, it happened last week, but we can still talk about it. How WWE is kind of dumb. WWE, you know, I think we did hint about WWE putting out a whole bunch of movies. No Holds Barred is finally coming out on DVD and Blu-ray for the first time. Rip them.
Wow.
Yeah, rip them. Is coming out. They are going to reboot.
Reboot.
The Leprechaun franchise of Hornswoggle.
Starring Hornswoggle.
Yes, Hornswoggle is the star of the movie. And let me get the full list of movies that they were doing. And there was one movie in particular, I'll get the name of it in a second, that they bought from one of the film festivals. All right. The direct-to-home video actioner, The Marine, Homefront. Continuing the Marine franchise, starring Randy Orton. More on that later.
I know about that one. I read that one. But go ahead.
Let's see. There's an R-rated horror pick, No One Lives, a co-production with Path will unspool in January. Pixar's Luke Evans from The Immortals and WWE's Brodus Clay in a supporting role. There's an Eric McCormack thriller, Barricade, coming on September 25th. The Day, a thriller with Dominic Monaghan and Sean Ashmore, bows in August. This is the one they picked up from the Toronto International Film Festival. So I don't believe that will have any WWE stars in it at all.
Right.
And we talked about the reboot with Hornswoggle starring as the Leprechaun, which, you know, whatever.
I don't want to see that.
Pretty
not
much.
That I want to see, not that I want to see any of these movies, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not. I have seen 12 rounds. I have seen The Marine. I don't think I've seen any other, like, of the WWE movies. And I have no real desire to see them.
No, I don't think we should. Oh, and See No Evil is horrible, just in case y'all want to know.
Oh, nah. I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, that's things we need to know.
Right. Yeah, if you ever see it, don't like coming on TV. Oh, boy, don't do it.
Yeah, I think I always see it come on Sci-Fi Channel.
May 12th. But May 12th or May 15th or whatever.
May 9th or something.
Whatever.
Don't that date. Then the day comes and goes and came. They're like, well, what was up with that? Oh, it's no big deal. That was the way my parents died. But what was that about?
Shocker.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. But
fuck you and your parents, Kane.
But
Paul Bearer?
That's a daddy.
It's my daddy.
I use you, boy.
And Undertaker killed him, right?
No, did Edge kill him? The last time?
Undertaker buried him alive or something like that.
Yeah, well, he buried him in concrete.
Yeah.
And then remember, last year he came back with Kane when he was the world champion in one of the most boring world champion reigns I've ever seen. I don't have a problem with that.
Who gives a fuck?
And, and that storyline, Edge pushed Paul Bearer off of a scaffold in a wheelchair. He was strapped to a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And he pushed him, Kane pushed him off because he thought it was a dummy or something. And it turned out it was the real Paul Bearer. And that was the last we've seen of Paul Bearer. But he did appear on that Stone Cold Steve Austin DVD under his real name of Percy, Percy Pringle?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on there because they were talking about, you know, because he used to manage Austin back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about The Marine earlier. Basically, Randy Orton was going to star in The Marine. Now, WWE fans, people that bought Randy Orton's DVD, for that matter, made note that back in Randy Orton's past, he was a Marine.
He was.
And he also was dishonorably discharged when he was a Marine.
He speaks candidly about it in his documentary.
Yes. He talked about it. He said that he got he went AWOL, I think not once but twice. And he wound up serving time in military prison. And then he was dishonorably discharged for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Marines heard about it, and that's not a good thing to have a former, you know, a bad Marine play a Marine in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bad meant WWE.
Yeah, did you hear who's supposedly replacing him?
Well,
that's up for grabs, isn't it?
It's been a couple rumors. There were rumors that Kofi Kingston and
JTG.
JTG.
Were possibly playing it, but this was the rumor from the Pope D'Angelo De Niro. He put that out there, but you know, you have to take that with a grain of salt because he doesn't work for WWE. So, but
true,
but I'm hoping that'll be definitely something different because this will be like the first movie that they've had that actually starred black wrestlers.
You mean Rock ain't black?
their movie, WWE movies. Like, thankfully, The Rock is not starred in a WWE film. I wonder if he even do.
He probably wouldn't. He ain't that stupid.
Rock, we got a movie for you.
Nah, that's all right.
I'm good. Four.
Nah, dog, I'm good. I got to do this G.I. Joe sequel.
I got to make this money.
Get this money, nigga.
Not this petty WWE cash.
Just straight to DVD. Yeah, I think y'all got the straight to DVD market corner events.
Yeah.
You keep that, brother. You keep that.
Or straight to Walmart, excuse me.
Right.
So that about does it for news.
Yeah, pretty much.
News is over.
And I guess we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the Tales from the Click.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're gonna be mine. Woo!
I'm the genetic thief, and size doesn't matter. But that statement means you come through with an enemy, or I'll erase you. All of my freaks horizontal, they understand size, they appreciate size, and size does matter. And they know that they don't have to wait for the earth to rotate on a 47 degree axis so the stars can touch the sky and create an equinox so they can see the Big Dipper. No, no, no. All they gotta do is call Big Papa, because I'm the man with the Big Dipper, and satisfaction's coming when I go behind and do the bump and grind. And it's only a matter of time before they call me the Big Bad Booty Daddy. So go for it. Realize this. I only care about two things in this world. My freaks and my peaks. And when I beat your bad ass down and fall down, and I'm about to put you in a standard recliner, I'm going to whisper in your ear, size does matter, bitch.
We take what we want, and after we take that Kruger, in the time, we want the gold, sucker, Hulk Hogan. We're coming for you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga.
And we're back on the Click Nation podcast. So it's time for us to go into Tales from the Click. And the first story we're going to talk about involves the Adam Black and his now wife and my sister-in-law and a tale of them moving her from one apartment to another.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, what happened basically, my wife, we needed to, she wanted to move to another apartment, and that had to be done. And basically what we did that Saturday morning, it was raining, we got a U-Haul, got the stuff, it was me, this man on the podcast with me, Mr. Bamp, and our boy Roy. And
CC's sister was there too, right?
Yeah, I think she came a little later.
Yeah.
But that morning, you know, after we got it, we basically had we had to get the moving van, the U-Haul closer, right?
Right, because it was had started to rain, and we were trying to get the moving van closer to the steps. So, you know, the stuff wouldn't get, you know, our stuff wouldn't get wet up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Rub's like, yo, I go move. Y'all direct me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For some odd reason, when Roy got into the U-Haul, he decided to roll the windows up. I don't know why. He rolled the windows up. Then he rolled the windows up. Keep that in mind. So, he's backing up. Everything's fine. We all giggling. Hey, hey, hey. He backing up. And then we notice that he is about to run into the support beam, support pole for an upstairs balcony, upstairs deck that's on someone's apartment. And
also, I was going to just mention that the people that were in that downstairs apartment, they were, you know, the kids were like playing in the little, you know, window balcony. Well, it's basically a door where you can open it and, you know, go out on the little, in their case, it was just a little patio because it was downstairs. They were watching and they were playing and they happened to see this moving truck come their way.
Right. So we're like, you know, we're just looking at road, get closer and closer to this pole with the large U-Haul truck, and we're all telling him to stop, you know, stop. Oh God, stop.
So I finally ran up and just, I had to jump up, hit the window, and told, and then that shot them back into attention. It was like, oh, and he stopped.
Oh, let me stop.
Not before he moved this post that was for some odd reason not secured to the ground. He moved this post about a good 6-7 inches from his original spot.
The people in the grandma in the downstairs apartment is like, stop, no, God, stop. She's like yelling, no. Like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And I noticed this, and I ran upstairs to my wife's apartment. And I asked a very pertinent and important question. Hey, you did pay for insurance on the U-Haul, right? She said, yeah. I said, all right, and then I left. And she was like, wait, what are you talking about? So Roy and Larry are looking at the post, trying to figure like, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have to call the people or whatever, the groundskeeper or whatever, the custodian for the apartment, and try and figure out what we got to do. I'm like, good God, we got to file a claim. This is going to be bad. And the guy actually comes. He comes in his little Corvette, like an old school Camaro.
His old school Camaro.
Hey, what's going on? He was like, well, we hit the pole. You know.
Wait, you ain't got the voice right. It was, hey, what's going on?
What's going on, guy?
That's how he sounded like. He just hopped at the IROC Z. Hey, what's going on?
We're like, well, we hit the pole. He's like, oh, yeah, that's no problem.
And he proceeds to kick the pole back into place. See, ain't nothing hurt. He ain't got to call nobody. And he gets in the IROC and speeds off. And we're all out there. Just in a state of shock. Just looking like, what the hell do we just look witness? Wait a minute. Are all these damn... I wonder if all of them are not supported like this one and can be kicked back into place. Oh, hell.
I'm pretty sure that was not up to code, according to Mike Holmes.
I don't think Mike Holmes would have torn the whole apartment complex down and rebuilt it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Holmes.
Shout out to Mike Holmes on HGTV and DIY. Good show. Yes. Oh, yeah. That was
that's titled Moving Day.
Yeah.
Moving Day. Oh God, that's so funny.
And yeah, I remember at the time it was not funny.
But I remember specifically saying, "Now wait," I said about a couple months from now, we're gonna laugh at this. This is gonna be like so fucking funny to us.
Yeah.
And by the end of that day, we had already made jokes and shit about it. It was fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, key things there. Roy had the window up. Hit the pole. IROC-Z.
IROC-Z.
Wait, we did have insurance on it, right? And...
Yep.
It's so funny. That's so funny. That's so stupid. Oh, my God.
this is the kind of shit that happened to us.
We've got that story down.
That's the funniest. That's some funny shit.
All three of us did make it to Atlanta for WrestleMania 27. It was 27, yes, right?
Yeah, that was Rock hosting.
Yeah, the Rock hosting. We were hoping to see Rock in action, but we just got the Rock hosting Raw, or not Raw, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Nothing really too crazy happened during that time. We got there early, parked in the parking deck. Waited in line for a good minute. And so we get this. Actually, we could talk about, since not too much happened at WrestleMania, we can actually talk about the Royal Rumble we went to where we saw Edge come back and win. And the two guys almost got in a fight in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That just came to my mind.
Forgot all about that. Oh,
is that the
wow.
The dad and the sign?
Yes. There was a man with two kids with sitting next to him, a boy and a girl. Both were John Cena fans, of course. Kid was all decked out in his Cena gear and had the Cena signs. So, of course, when the show started, they're standing up in their seat and holding signs, blocking our view, which we weren't really complaining about, even though that sucks every time that happens. But the two guys sitting next to us weren't too happy about that, so they voiced their frustrations. And I guess finally the straw was the kid stood up and was holding up his sign, and the guy sitting next to us was like, "Hey, Cena, we can't see," or something along those lines. And the dad turned around and basically cussed him out and was like, "I'm tired of your mouth.
I've been hearing every word you say. Oh, fuck. It's like, going down."
So, you know, we're sitting there trying to ignore what's going on, trying to focus on what's happening in the ring. And so basically the dad said his piece and turned back around. And then, like, one of the guys next to us, he leaned forward and, like, was whispering in the dad's ear, I think basically apologizing or whatever. And somehow the night ended with the kids butting up with the two guys next to us. And
right.
Basically showing how wrestling can bring everyone together.
Yeah, it brings families together, y'all. Don't laugh at wrestling.
Don't laugh at wrestling. It brings the world together. You know. Like I said, the only thing that happened at WrestleMania that I remember is the fact when we were outside, we were looking at the banner that had all the wrestlers on it, and we noticed that The Rock's hand was a hell of a lot lighter than his face.
Didn't we say it looked like they photoshopped The
Rock? And we were like, they must have photoshopped The Rock's head on the Vince McMahon's body. Yeah. That's exactly what it looked like.
Because how often you see The Rock wearing a suit that looks like that?
Right.
It's sitting there pointing at the screen, the camera.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that just didn't look like it wasn't a good look at all. We were like, oh, God, that looks terrible.
Right. You know. But other than that, WrestleMania was rather
it was uneventful.
Right, you know, we were just kind of, I was just kind of amazed that you put that many people in one building and nobody got to fighting. nothing that we knew of, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have seen a couple of fights at wrestling events, right?
I haven't seen, like, a fight. I mean, just people arguing, but I don't know what it was for, like, the first few wrestling events we went to, we always could make some random drunk white chick show us her titties, you know. It was just like, show her titties, and she would just do it and then get kicked out. It was like, that was a running joke. That was, like, a running thing. Every time we went, we were like, show us titties, and her drunk chick would just show titties, and then, you know.
Didn't you guys see a Goldberg fan fight someone else fan?
That was Roy. That was when Goldberg won the championship.
Yeah, that was when Goldberg won the championship. Yeah.
At the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, Goldberg fan. I can't remember who the other guy was a fan of, but
I think I wasn't there, but Roy said it was a Hogan fan, and they were going at it,
and Goldberg dude speared old Hogan fan. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm for real. Y'all have never lived until you've seen a bunch of damn drunk rednecks after Goldberg won the title. You know, and this is back when Goldberg was, like, the biggest thing going at the time, you know.
I mean, close to Steve Austin. I mean, right. at, point, you could say those two were neck and that summer of 98, those two were pretty much neck and neck. I mean, especially in the South, boy. Ooh, boy.
Oh, man. Bunch of damn drunk rednecks and drunk ghetto black people who love Goldberg, and he just won the title. Oh, they were amped, dude. They were amped, dude. It was going to be – we was fearing for our life. Dude, can we get out of here and not get jumped on?
Once y'all sitting at the top of the Georgia Dome?
We were sitting at the very top of the Georgia Dome. And that'll they're the worst seats that you could possibly ever imagine.
I can imagine some bad seats.
Dude, because I'm pretty sure there's probably listeners who been in arenas, and the arenas are probably a little bit bigger than Georgia Dome. But, you know, when you're at the very top of an arena that can hold 70,000 people, 7,000 plus people, and you know, you looking down, number one, because I'm afraid of heights. I don't want to fall. Number two, the wrestlers look like
ants.
Ants is a good word for it. You can't see anything. You can't see shit. But you know, we did. You know, but you know that still was a good show. The energy was still high. You know, the excitement was still there when Goldberg won. You know, because it was Hogan dropping the title on a Nitro, because you know Hogan does not drop titles. He just don't.
And you guys also got to see the formation of the Alliance.
Oh man, that was the craziest.
Yes, we did. That was the craziest
episode of Raw ever.
I remember it because I was interning out in Denver at the time, and I was sitting at home in our dorm lounge area, because we ain't had the only TV we had was in the lounge, and all the other people there knew Monday nights come. You best stay away from the TV because I'm watching Raw. And I guess Nitro was, of course, gone by then.
Yeah, it was over. Yeah. WCW was dead.
Right, but yeah, that was an interesting show, because you know we're all sitting there, because there's a couple things happened that night. Number one, you know, we remember it coming. We were like in the audience, and Kane's pyro went off, and that's back in the day when Kane's pyro was like, it was instant explosion.
Yeah,
and it's the shit out of us. Hey, went to commercial break, and then boom!
Like, ah!
Oh my god! And we felt the heat, and we were like, "Oh my god, are we burned? Are we?"
My eyebrows.
Are my eyebrows still intact? Look, are they still there?
Yeah, they're there. Oh shit! I think I may have peed myself a little bit,
That's it. Like I said, I think, oh my god, anal leakage. You know, I remember us sitting there and like we're just looking at all these wrestlers hopping in the ring. Like, wait a minute, that's all ECW. Oh shit! And then we saw Paul Heyman and like, oh my god, it's Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul Heyman got up because he was commentating, right? He went and stood on the announce table, I believe.
Oh yeah,
boy, and he made that announcement that ECW was back. I was like, oh man, this is just straight up cool. Like, this was the best show to be at.
Right, dude. We thought we were marking out. Like, oh my god. And then there was Reggie.
Reggie's another member of the clique.
Yeah. Hopefully one day y'all get to meet Reggie's, because we gonna talk about his ass straight to his face, like we always do.
Yeah, another story we could tell was another clique member, Larry W. Walker, we call him, was supposed to join us tonight. But when we told him, you know, what time we were getting together on Skype to do this call, he said, okay, cool, just let me know what you need from me. I said, I just need your Skype username so I can add you. He texted that to me. Cool. Gave him a text, told him we were on, about to record. He hops on. But he's hopping on from work.
Work, I tell you. Work.
So we're like, he's like, hey, guys. We're like, hey. And we're like, are you at work? Call drops. Like, 30 seconds later, he's back on. Hey, you back? Yeah. Hey, are you at work?
Call drops.
And like, this is not going to happen.
That went on for maybe two more times, and then finally he just signed off and was like,
I give up.
Yeah, my connection's bad. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's usually what happens when we're all, like, when three or more of us get together out in maybe somewhere public or try to do something, something stupid always happens. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know.
But, yeah, that night at the ECW Raw, or the Alliance Raw, Reggie was over there trying to talk on the cell phone.
In the middle of a wrestling event with people screaming and pyro going off, he on the cell phone. Now, Reggie's not a wrestling fan. I don't even know why he went. You know, to this day, I just don't understand that. I don't know if he was just trying to fit in. What the hell? It's like, dude, it's okay. You don't have to fit in. We understand that you're not a wrestling fan. Why are you on the cell phone?
But anyway, he was trying to talk to some girl, you know. And he's doing that while, and, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Some ECW guys are talking or whatever. And
that's happened plenty of times at the movie theaters, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard about that one. I heard he was going to get jumped on by some random dude in the crowd.
Yeah. Now we were watching Pitch Black that day.
Yeah, that's another thing. When the clique goes to watch movies together, usually there's snickering, and we almost treat it like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
That we do. You know, the infamous Sixth Sense that Roy and Tim over there giggling and shit at this, that the little girl throwing up, and I'm sitting over there getting mad. Motherfucker, shut up. I'm trying to concentrate on this movie. Because I am serious about my film. You know, I'm a film aficionado. I'm serious, and these cats over here giggling and shit. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Hey, I can't help it that we found some humor in Sixth Sense.
Just kiss my ass. Still pissed off about it. That was a good time.
Yeah, good times.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Tim, were you with us when we went to, I can't even remember what movie we went to see, but it was a guy like maybe three, four rows ahead of, like, down from us, and he just, like, let out, like, four seats and laid down and went to sleep?
Nah, I definitely missed that one. Hey, man, fuck this. I need my nap.
Basically, nigga, fuck y'all. I'm sleepy. In the middle of the fucking movie, like, wait, me and Rudd giggling our ass. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude doing?
I wish I knew what movie that was. Was it really that sleep-inducing?
That was, okay, no, I didn't go that time, but that was Ocean's 11, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was, but it was me, Roy. Who else was with us?
Walker?
Or was it me and Jess Roy? I can't remember, but it was something. Yeah, it was a combination of clique members. But yeah, you know. But yeah, that's funny. That was pretty funny.
Just strange stuff. Strange.
Yeah, that's just a couple of tales from the clique. Yeah. We won't spill every single one, but
trust me, there are more,
and there are more to come.
Yes, we'll have to have a follow-up show for all you kids, you know, to give you all, because we haven't given you all the good shit yet. Yeah, that's just a little sample.
A little tidbit, a little morsel.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I guess
just a little something tied over.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no other story, if we're going to save everything else for later. I guess this will be a good ending point for the show.
Did we talk about when the first time, or did you want to save that when we first hung out that weekend in Jacksonville?
We need Roy for that one. That one, trust me, listeners, we need Roy for that one because that's just.
We need him for that one and the New Year's Evil one.
Yeah. And we might need to try and get Marcellus in for the Jacksonville story too. If we can.
Yeah, there's more foolishness to come.
Oh, way more.
Marcellus is the only man I know to have done a DX cross chop at a college graduation, and he's graduating.
He did that.
That's how you graduate.
We saw him. He said he was going to do it, and we didn't believe him. And then he did it. He was like, oh, my God.
He did it to a whole part of the crowd, but, you know.
Right. Oh, did he just cross-shot the entire crowd? Oh, hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we want to thank you listeners for tuning in to tonight's show.
Click Nation Theater.
Yeah, that's a good way, good phrase. Click Nation Theater.
Yes, Click Nation Theater. Tell your friends. That's right, everyone. Tell your friends about us. We need more listeners. Like I said, just tell your friends, look, we have this cool podcast that I want you to listen to. It is called the Click Nation Podcast.
And you can find us at our website, theclicknation.com. Mm-hmm. If you have any comments or anything you want to share with us, our email is theclicknation@gmail.com.
We might even read your comment on the air.
Yes, just like last week we read our iTunes review from Mr. Eclected himself.
Five stars.
Yeah, give us five stars. Just like the rest of you guys
should do. Because you need us in your lives. Because let's face it, we're the only ones that's going to tell you the truth. The rest of these cocksuckers are lying.
So again, our Twitter is @TheClickNation on Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/TheClickNation. We're on Google Plus, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. A couple shout outs to supporters of our show, the Coast Lizard Podcast, of course, the other podcast that I co-host on with Classic Material and Eclectic. Check out the Eclectic's podcast. Discussion Podcast is the name of the podcast show. The crew over at Underscoot Fire, our Coast Lizard Podcast contributor, Claymation Werewolf, who on Twitter is Claymation Howell. General Geekery, JD, hosts that podcast. I usually give a bunch of shout-outs to some of the listeners, but tonight I'll just refrain since I've done it a couple weeks in a row, make y'all wait for the next shout-out. Any shout-outs for you fellas you want to give?
I've been meaning to do it, and I keep forgetting my boy Charlie Bradley. He actually has a graphic design studio, Third Designs. It's on Twitter @third_designs. You can also find him on Facebook. Just type in the search Third Design. He has stylized with some, you know, graphic design stuff in it. But give him a like on his Facebook page. He really appreciates it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to give a shout out to our web designer for The Click Nation, BLR Productions. You can find her on Twitter if you search for @BLR_production. I'll make sure it's production or productions. Let me check real quick. It's Productions with the S at the end. So again, that's BLR_productions. She does great work, and I believe she also has a Facebook page. So if you probably search for BLR Productions, hit her up. She'll give you a nice. Tell her Tim Dog sent you. She'll get you a nice rate.
Nice rate.
Not necessarily a discount, but a nice rate. Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy.
Right.
So.
Yo. Let me give a serious shout out to everyone who is, you know, joining any kind of Trayvon Martin protests, any Million Hoodie protests. I mean, this is, you know, this is a very, very important issue that we should not just forget as the year goes on, which, you know, a lot of these kind of things, you know, once the year passed, you know, we forget about shit. This is something that needs to be addressed, you know, continuously, you know, and also, you know, because, you know, we all gonna need each other. We all need each other. So, you know, I think we, you know, there's some issues that we got to address and just, you know, keep it out there for everybody to see, you know, on a serious note. You know, I'm not serious all the time, but every now and again, you know, some stuff pop out. really, really, you know, really, I did go to the Million Hoodies March on Coleman Hill down here in the Mac Town, Macon, Georgia. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know, but yeah, definitely shout out to everybody who's a part of that.
Well said. And the Click Nation are supporters of the Trayvon Martin movement, hoodie movement. Just protest in a non-violent way, if possible.
Non-violent way.
Yes, please. Yes. Non-violent.
Non-violent way.
And be safe out there.
Because trust me, y'all, there's enough ignorant idiots running around out there who are trying to start a so-called race war. And we should not be ignorant to fall for their tricks. You should not.
Be smart, people. Be smart. So for the Adam Black, Mr. Banff, and myself, Tim D-O-double-G, we are the Click Nation, and we're signing off.
Peace.
Reese's.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
I'll be here for them, coming to green with them, you're never walking out again.